This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Mpox, which is usually mild, can spread through close contact and in rare cases be fatal. It causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. The outbreak in the Congo began with the spread of an endemic strain known as Clade I. But a new variant, Clade IB, appears to spread more easily through routine close contact, including sexual contact. It has spread from the Congo to neighboring countries including Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, triggering the action from the WHO. Tedros said on Wednesday that the WHO had released $1.5 million in contingency funds and plans to release more in the coming days.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The United States and key mediators Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to push Israel and Hamas toward a ceasefire deal. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittes-Kuzwawa has this report.
Talks are scheduled Thursday in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, is signaling it will not attend. Hamas political officer Osama Hamdan said the group expects to be told by the mediators that Israel has accepted what is being offered, and any meeting should be based on talking about implementation mechanisms and setting deadlines rather than negotiating something new. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre projected confidence that talks will happen. Patsy Wittes-Kuzwawa, VOA News, Washington.
About half of all homes and businesses in Puerto Rico were without power Wednesday as Hurricane Ernesto moved north into the warm